Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Letter. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller.
Present.
There he is. Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Sorry. Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny? Courtney, we lost Reverend. All right, he's here. Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes, here.
And here.
Mr. Echeverria?
You'd be louder. But I moved it over. Couldn't hear
And
it.
Madam Chair.
Present.
I'm sorry. Is Mr. Echeverria here or not, Laura?
Oh, there it is.
I do not see him.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, Mr. Barlow, would you please read the open public meeting notice?
Certainly, Madam Chair. I'd like to place on the record we're conducting this meeting through an online meeting platform. Keeping with the guidelines that have been disseminated by the Department of Community Affairs, the Planning Board has tried its best to comply with the Open Public Meeting Act and the DCA guidelines. In addition, the applicant whose matters will be heard this evening has had the login information for the online meeting platform put forth in their notice. Members of the public who wish to be heard will be afforded an opportunity as if they were in an actual physical space. And I believe we've complied with the guidelines in the Open Public Meetings Act.
Thank you. The flag can be seen over my right shoulder. Can we all pledge say the pledge in unison? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we have the swearing in of the professionals, please?
Who's here for CME?
Yep, here I'm
okay.
Here for CME.
Mr. Reinerson.
Okay, can you please raise your right hand?
Yes. My name is Miles Elgar. I'm not exactly sure why it says that. Ron also works in our office, so I might use that same like assume.
No.
But just for the record, my name is
no,
Miles.
No one emailed me and told me that. I didn't know Ron wasn't coming.
So I'm sorry. What's your name again?
It's Miles, Myles, and then my last name is Elgart, Elgart. And then my apologies for not notifying the township that Ron.
No problem. And you're a professional planner from CME?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Saunders is going to swear you in case you have to comment during today, okay?
Perfect.
Can you please raise your right hand?
Yeah.
The testimony you're about to give will be truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Barlow, has there been any changes to our agenda this evening?
Yes, Madam Chair. Item number 1126 PB04, which is 2 Johnson Avenue LLC, also known as 10 Possum Town Road, appropriately noticed, but they requested an adjournment to June 10th. I believe one of their experts was unavailable. So that matter will be heard at the June 10th meeting. Anyone who's here for that matter, you're not going to get a further notice. Just note that the matter will be on for June 10th. That is the only change to the agenda, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Can I get a motion for the payment of all duly audited bills?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'd make a motion that we pay all the duly bills to be paid.
Carol Saunders, second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Bill never came. Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 8. Adoption of resolutions of April to memorialize the meeting of April 8th, 2026.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the action of application 25PB-15/16B for Rake Harbor LLC preliminary and final site plan with bulk variance.
Can I get a second, please?
Mr. Atkins, a second.
Got you, Alex. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. I'm sorry, now this is the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes for the regular meeting of April 8th.
Okay. Madam Chair, Carol Saunders, I'd like to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of April 8th, 2026.
Second?
Madam Chair, I'll second it. Reverend Kenny.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Council, Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, 26PB06/07V, MSN Pharmaceuticals Incorporated for a preliminary and final site plan and bulk variance. Mr. Devin Passot. Hearing.
Good evening, Madam Chair. Members
Good evening.
David Persaud, licensed attorney in the state of New Jersey, here tonight from Bob Smith and Associates to represent the applicant MSN Pharmaceuticals. This is an application for preliminary and final site plan with bulk variances, application 26PB09-10V. Just to reiterate very quickly, this was a zoning board application. We have made some revisions to the plans, and now we are in front of the planning board. The subject property of this application is 20 Duke Road, block 4302, lot 10.01, and it is located in the LI5 zone. As the subject property is an irregularly shaped lot consisting of approximately 674,509 square feet, which fronts on Duke Road and with 287, Route 287 to the rear, which is the south side of the property. Currently, it's the property and the structure is used for pharmaceutical manufacturing and distribution. There are associated offices, warehousing space for the distribution, and labs for the manufacturing. And the business is primarily to produce generic pharmaceuticals. The property was purchased by the applicant, MSN Pharmaceuticals, in 2017. And MSN received several approvals, the first being 17PB34, which approved its current use. Given the location of this site on 20 Duke Road, it has quick access to Route 287 with little to no interference with any residential neighborhoods and provides quick and easy access to interstates. Proposed for this application, the applicant is seeking preliminary and final site plan approval for an expansion of the existing building. Primarily, the applicant is seeking to construct a 4,845 square foot addition to the north side of the building, a 50,632 square foot addition to the south side of the building, which fronts on 287, and a second story addition, all improvements totaling approximately 110,954 square feet. A part of this application, there are a few bulk variances. First is for off-street parking. Based on the calculations, there 755 spaces are required, and proposed is 206 parking spaces. That is with an 8 EV credit. There is a comment which our engineer will touch upon during his testimony, contained in the Artheon report, stating that since we are not proposing any modifications or changes to the parking lot, we are not required to provide EV parking spaces, therefore we are not allowed to gain credit for those EV spaces. If the board agrees with that interpretation, instead of requesting 206 parking spaces, we will be amending that to 198 spaces. I'll defer to the board on that determination. One other variance we are seeking is a minimum number of loading berths. 14 loading berths are required for this site. Currently existing, there are 4. and proposed tonight, we are proposing 6 total. So we are improving the existing variance by adding 2 additional berths. Minimum drive aisle width, the requirement is 25 feet for the drive aisle. Existing right now is 24 feet, and we are planning to keep that the same. And also contained in the Artheon report is a minimum lot frontage where 300 feet is required, 248.47 feet is existing. This is measured along Duke Road. I will defer to the board's determination on whether that variance will be required, and if so, we will request it tonight as well. Tonight we have 4 witnesses to testify. We have the applicant, Mr. Vishnu Arapapaya from MSN Pharmaceuticals. We have our professional engineer, Robert Murray from Menlo Engineering. We have our licensed architect, Suchita Shaw from KSD Architects. And we have our traffic engineer, Mr. John Ray from McDonough and Ray Associates. We also will be referring to the comments and addressing the comments in reports we received. The first report from Piscataway Township, dated March 25th, 2026. The Artheon report, dated April 20th, 2026. The DNR engineering report, dated April 6th, 2026. And the Dolan and Dean traffic report, dated April 8th, 2026. If the board has no further questions of myself, I would like to have the first witness, Mr. Vishnu Arapapaya from MSN, sworn in so he can testify.
No objections. Go ahead.
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I think you're muted.
He is muted, but I'd like for him to verbally reply.
Yeah.
Can he unmute himself? And
Vishnu, if you can unmute your microphone. Still shows as muted.
Can't hear you. Still nothing. You can tell they're a pharmaceutical company, not a tech company.
Okay, we can hear you now, sir.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Could you repeat it, Ms. Saunders?
Yes. Do you swear the testimony about to give me the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I did.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Vishnu Ardhan Arapapaya.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please, sir?
Yeah, Vishnu Ardhan, and the last name Arapapaih.
Did you get that, Thank Laura?
You. I'm sorry.
I was just okay. I'll get the spelling from Laura. Okay. Your witness.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow.
Thank you.
Mr. Arapapaya, can you please explain your role with MSN Pharmaceuticals, Inc. for the board?
Yeah, my name is Vishnu Vardhan Arapapaya. I take care of engineering and projects at MSN Pharmaceuticals, Inc.
Okay. And how long has MSN Pharmaceuticals been located in Piscataway, New Jersey?
Yeah, MSN purchased this property back in 2017, and in the same year, we got the planning board approvals to convert the building into a pharmaceuticals and the distribution facility.
Okay. And why did you choose Piscataway to operate your business?
Yeah, of course, Piscataway is a great town to grow. Also, we are surrounded by the industrial usage, which has impact very limited to the residents. Also, the proximity to the Route 287, we are right next to the 287, which help our business to minimize the travel time and limit the traffic in town.
And if you can give the board the benefit, just explain the nature of the business very quickly.
We are actually a generic pharmaceutical manufacturing and the packaging operations company.
Can you please tell the board what the hours of operation are for the existing business?
Yeah, we operate Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 11 p.m.
And just for this application, we're not planning on changing those hours of operation?
No. Current plan is to operate same hours of operations.
How many employees does MSN currently have?
Currently, we have 110 employees. We work in two shifts.
You said 110 employees in two shifts, correct?
Correct, 110 employees.
Are there any employees, any additional employees anticipated with this expansion?
Yeah, with this expansion, we are anticipating another 30 employees to add.
And those 30 employees will be split into two shifts?
That is correct. With that 30 employees, of course, they're split into two shifts.
Okay, so total for the entire building in two shifts, you have 140 employees, or you're anticipating a total of 140 employees, correct?
That is correct.
Can you explain to the board the reason for the proposed addition to your existing building?
Yeah, the proposed additional space anticipated, like we wanted to use it for the future operational and packaging loops.
In the existing building as it is, how many deliveries do you currently receive?
Currently, we have 3 to 4 deliveries,
And that's
and we
by,
are at, yep.
sorry. And that's
That
a full 18-wheeler truck that comes in for deliveries, correct?
is correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry, how many deliveries a day?
Three to
What did
four
you say?
deliveries a day.
3 to 4. Okay, thank you.
And we aren't proposing to add two more loading berths to the site. So how many additional deliveries can be expected from this expansion?
With this expansion, we are expecting 8 to 10 deliver truck loads, which is like 3 to 4 inbound and 4 to 6 outbound.
So with the expansion, a total of 8 to 10 trucks deliveries per day
Per
inbound.
day, correct. That is correct.
One of the items that we addressed during the zoning board meeting, and I know it wasn't a comment for this one, but just for the benefit of the board, you have employees on site until 11 p.m. and there is adequate lighting and around the facility for safety. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have lighting. Yeah, the building mounted lights, as well as we have lighting poles across the parking areas, and which the light remains on throughout the night.
And again, a prior comment from the zoning board hearing, not brought up here, but something that we would agree to anyway, is that the lights will be turned off on the facility during non-working hours.
Yeah, we agree with that. We are okay to do that.
I would like to address some of the reports that we have with Mr. Arapapaya because they're more operational and aimed towards the business. So, Mr. Arapapaya, Piscataway Township staff report, item number 2, requests that all EV charging stations be operational at the time of the certificate of occupancy. Can we agree to that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Also, in the Piscataway staff report, item number 4, can MSN install the requested fiber optic conduits along the property frontage?
We are okay with that.
Okay. And also to address one of the comments in the Artheon report, there are certain permits that are required for your pharmaceutical manufacturing and distribution. Are all permits registered for annually, and have they been received as part of the New Jersey compliance and regulation standards?
Yeah, that is correct. We are all our permits are registered annually, and we are in compliance with the regulations.
And just to clarify for the record, those permits that we're speaking about are for air, hazardous waste, right to know, and
Yes.
the water quality and site remediation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And without those, you are not in compliance and most likely will not be able to operate. Is that correct?
Of course, also the wastewater and all these permits, we have to send the reports to the county month basis, every month to month basis.
I believe that's all the questions I have for Mr. Arapapaya from MSN. If the board has any questions directed to this witness.
Members of the board, do you have any questions of this witness, please? Okay, seeing no questions being posed to this witness, Ms. Buckley, could you Well, I'll propose this to the public. Are we recording this, or can we still
Oh, we can still ask the public. Yeah,
we can
that's a
still put it
regular
out to the
meeting.
public?
Yes.
Okay. Members of the public, you've heard the testimony of the proprietor of this business. Do you have any questions? Would you please indicate by showing a show of hands? Ms.
No
Buckley,
one,
do you see
Madam
any
Chair.
response? Closed to the public. Okay, you may call your next witness.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For our next witness, I have our professional engineer, Mr. Robert Murray, here from Menlo Engineering Associates, if the board can swear him in.
Thank you.
Mr. Murray, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state your name for the record?
Robert Murray.
Thank you.
Mr. Murray, can you please give the board the benefit of your qualifications and credentials as a professional engineer?
Yes, I graduated Stevens Institute of Technology in 2017 with a bachelor's in civil engineering. I've been a professional engineer for 5 years now, and I provided testimony in front of numerous boards, including both Piscataway boards.
Madam Chair, I would ask if Mr. Murray can be sworn in or accepted as a professional engineer.
Yes, he can testify as a professional engineer.
Thank you. Mr. Murray, if you can please give the board the description of the subject property, the existing conditions and the structure, and then also the proposed improvements for the site.
Yes. Can everyone see my screen?
Prasad
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Mr. Murray, if we can just mark any exhibits as A1, A2, etc. And if you could just identify what they are as you put them up on the screen.
Okay. This is our existing conditions exhibit, and we can mark this as A1 if the board's fine with that. And just to orientate my drawings today, on both my drawings, north is facing up. This is an aerial photograph of the site and the surrounding areas. The property, better known as 20 Duke Road, is lot 10.01 of block 4302 in Piscataway Township. The site is located south of Duke Road, to the west of Freeway Drive, and to the north of Route 287. Access is provided off both Duke Road and Freeway Drive. Overall, the property is approximately 15.48 acres and is located entirely within the LI5 light industrial zone. The site is surrounded by industrial uses also within the LI5 zone. As the site exists today, it is currently a 236,851 square foot industrial building that is 33 and a half feet high. There is an existing accessory building to the south of the primary building, which is approximately 1,125 square feet. There is parking to the south and the west sides of the site for approximately 402 spaces, which was previously approved, where 738 spaces were required. So it is existing nonconformity. There are also four existing loading spaces on the east side of the building. Now, if I could switch to our overall plan exhibit, and if the board doesn't mind, we'll refer to this as Exhibit A2.
Yeah.
This is a
Okay.
colorized rendering of the submitted site plan with the aerial background turned on and landscape turned on as well. The applicant is proposing a 55,477 square foot addition to the building, which will be two stories for warehouse, manufacturing, lab uses. The roof will be extended to 50 feet at all portions of the building. In doing so, the existing accessory building will be removed, as well as a portion of the parking on the south side of the building. The parking will have 198 spaces where 755 is required. Eight of these spaces are EV spaces, so that would bring our parking count to 206. However, as mentioned in the Archeon letter, We cannot get credit for EV spaces if they are not required. So that would bring our, if the board would not accept these credits, that would bring our variance back down to 198 spaces where 755 spaces are required. These spaces are 9 by 18, which are compliant. 7 ADA spaces are provided where 5 is required. Site circulation includes the driveway widths of 30 feet at Duke Road and Freeway Drive. The minimum parking aisle is 24 feet, which is an existing nonconformity. The proposed driveway aisle along the south side is approximately 30 feet. There is sidewalk, crosswalk, and ADA compliant ramps provided on the south side. The minimum width is 5 feet. Two additional loading spaces are provided for a total of 6 spaces on the east side of the site. This also includes a compactor, which is proposed. The building will utilize the existing utilities. Site improvements also include lighting and landscape. The landscape plan removes 17 trees, which will require 22 replacement trees, which have been provided with 22 deciduous trees, all meeting the ordinance requirements. A lighting study was provided along the limits of improvement, which was done in the same manner in our 2017 application. There are two wall-mounted LED fixtures, which are 22 feet high, for a minimum of 0.5 foot candles and an average of 2.3 foot candles within the limits of the study to provide safe and adequate and compliant lighting. The site is considered a major development because it disturbs more than an acre of land. There was no changes made from our stormwater management report submitted during our zoning application. However, to reiterate, the site accomplishes the requirements from the NJDEP on stormwater management by maintaining the same amount of impervious surface while reducing the amount of motorized vehicle surface, which allows us to comply with the requirements on water quantity, water quality, and groundwater recharge. A field inspection was conducted by our office. As mentioned in the Artheon letter, that they were concerned about the wetlands. We are confident that there's no conflict with the wetlands on site and that no regulated activity will permit will be required. To now for the existing nonconformities and variances for our site, as David mentioned, the existing nonconformities include lot frontage, where 248 0.47 feet is our frontage along Duke Road, where 300 feet is required. 6 loading spaces are provided, where 14 are required. The parking aisle width is 24 feet, where 25 is required. And then our parking variance is 198 spaces, where 755 spaces are required. I have read the board professionals' letters and have no problem with addressing the comments of these letters. However, I do want to draw attention to two comments from Dolan and Dolan's letter. Comment 6 would like testimony on the operation of the truck activity. So a truck will enter the site and dock on the east side, and after docking, the cab will be removed from the tractor trailer and parked on site. And then comment 7 has concerns with the maneuverability. As stated, the cabs will be removed to allow for easier maneuverability. And that in concludes my testimony on the proposed improvements.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. And just to clarify, the variance that we are requesting, we did request a variance where 755 spaces are required and 206 are proposed, and that's including the EV credits. However, If the board thinks that the EV credits do not apply and they agree with the Artheon report, then we will adjust that variance to 198 spaces. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Which is,
and
I'm sorry, just so if you don't get the credit, there's 198 spaces. 8 of them happen to be EV spaces.
Correct. They'll still okay. be EV spaces.
Okay.
And just for the board, I mean, I did include the credit for the parking calculation. And I know Tom and I had a discussion about this. I'm like, if you don't give people credit, why would they even build them? But in this case, you are. But I mean, I respectfully just say, I took it that it is new parking. When I looked at what was existing compared to what is being proposed, I interpreted it differently. But again, it's up to the board.
I mean, I would tend to agree with Dawn. It is technically a new parking lot. It's a reconfigured parking lot. It may be a different size parking lot, but it seems to be, to me, a new parking lot. Is that how you were interpreting it, Rob?
I interpret, yeah. So they cite the state statute, and they cite that if you're not required these parking spaces because it is a reduction in parking spaces, that the state does not require you to put these EV spaces in, that you can't take credit for it.
Okay. I mean, we used to have one before the state stepped in. So I think anything we can do as a community to encourage people to put in the EV stations as this applicant's agreed to, it seems wise to give them the benefit, but you know, the board can decide what it wants to do. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on there, Deb.
No, no problem at all. I actually appreciate that. As I was saying, so just to clarify the variances, we covered the EV credits, but Rob, we are proposing a total of 6 loading berths. Currently, we have 4, correct?
Correct.
So we are, in fact, minimizing the variance that we needed that was originally approved, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then also we touched on the drive aisle width. 25 feet is required and 24 feet is existing, and we are not changing that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I would like to...
I was just going to say, if I may, those are just waivers. You're just seeking waivers for those items.
Okay. Wanted to make sure we were covered.
Thank you.
One thing I did want to touch upon was the minimum lot frontage that was contained in the Artheon report. The Artheon report says that it is measured along Duke Road, where 248.47 feet is existing and 300 feet is required. We would, if necessary, would request a variance for the minimum lot frontage, and we would defer to the board on that variance as well.
And again, that's a pre-existing condition. This is nothing new that you've created with this board application. You have been, you know, the applicant's been before the board on two separate occasions back in 2017, 2018. Clearly this existed at that time. So, you know, if the board wants to re-grant that variance or address that, that's certainly fine, but it's been out there for years. This is nothing new, so.
We can't really change it either.
We cannot change it, correct.
And I believe that is all the testimony we have for Mr. Murray, if the board has any direct questions for our professional engineer.
Can you take down the exhibit? Okay, thank you. Members of the board, do you have any questions of this witness, of Mr. Murray? Seeing no questions, members of the public, you've heard the testimony of Mr. Murray. Anyone wishing to ask Mr. Murray any questions, would you let us know by a show of hands?
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Closed to the public. Okay, you may call your next witness.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. For our next witness, we have our licensed architect, Suchita Shaw from KSD Architects, if the board has her hearing.
Can you please raise your right hand?
You
swear that the testimony, excuse me?
No, go ahead, sorry. You swear
that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Sure. First name, Suchita, S-U-C-H-I-T-A. Last name, Shah, S-H-A-H.
Thank you.
Ms. Shaw, if you can please give the board the benefits of your credentials and experience as a licensed architect.
Absolutely. So I graduated with a Bachelor of Architecture from Pratt Institute School of Architecture in 2013. I went on to get my license in architecture in 2016. I am now licensed in New Jersey as well as 11 other states in the US, and I have presented in front of this board as well as at least 20 to 30 others.
I would ask if the board can accept her as a licensed architect.
Yes, she may testify as a licensed architect.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Shaw, I understand that you've made some plans and drawings to show the modifications to the proposed building. If you can please show the board the proposed improvements that we are doing an architectural perspective.
Absolutely. Let me bring up the plans.
And we're on A3.
Sure. So can everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just real quick, these were the plans that were submitted with our resubmission?
That's correct. So I don't know if you want me to still mark them or not.
Okay. So there's been no changes, colorized, anything like that?
No. Okay. Yeah. I can point out the ones that may have been added.
Okay.
Thank you. So I'll start with this drawing that's up right now. It's called SK1, dated February 15, 2025. This hasn't changed because it's basically showing the existing plan of the building. So I'll zoom in a little bit. So you can see the one-sided hatch showing existing building from above and all of the existing roof heights. And then it goes on to kind of show the proposed additions, which Mr. Murray talked about, the 50,600 square feet on the south side of the building and the 4,800 square feet on the northeast side. The plan SK2 changed slightly from our last presentation here. This basically shows what our proposal of roof heights are. In the light gray, you see the existing building, but what we are doing is extending the roof height to 50 feet. There. And then we are basically matching the roof heights on the proposed additions as well. So the entire building, like Mr. Murray had stated in his testimony, is going to be 50 feet high. Moving on to the elevations of the building on SK3 and 4, I'll kind of concentrate on the west elevation here, which I'll point out on the plan just for a second so you can orient yourself. This is the west elevation, this left side of the page. The west elevation, you can see in grayscale kind of where the building is, or sorry, just black and white really, where the building is now and how it looks kind of existing. What we are proposing to do is kind of augment that aesthetic when we raise the roof heights and expand the building. So really everything will kind of be melded together and work together as one building as if it was supposed to be that way all along. And that is kind of continued around all four sides of the building, which are shown again on SK3 and SK4. Better represented, representative of these changes, I'm going to bring up rendering number one, which is R101. I'm not sure that this one was submitted, so I would assume that this would be A3. So
Yeah, Mr. Brello, this would be Exhibit A3.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead. I'm sorry, that's going to be really small. So let me just mark that right now.
You don't have to. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay. So this is more of a reminder to me, but A3 will show basically an aerial view of the proposed addition, as well as the roof heights that we talked about in the elevations. You can see, if I zoom in, you can see kind of where the existing building really is. And then, but the beauty of it is that you can't tell where the existing building begins and ends because we've kind of, again, tried to augment or meld together the addition with what's existing. And I can show you a second view, which is called R102, and I'm going to call that A4. This is a view, kind of a perspective view from the southwest side of the property, showing again the same proposed expansions of the building, a different angle, and concentrating kind of on the corner that abuts Route 287. Again, there's that sort of grayscale. These are kind of all the grayscale colors that we're going to use in insulated metal panel. Right now, we're speccing Aluga Bond or Kingspan type insulated metal panels. The color that you see, blue, we've chosen blue to kind of mimic a little bit of the sky. I know it sounds a little strange, but I think the best way to kind of give the building a little bit of a pop without being kind of a distracting element or color would be to mimic that blue sky type of feature. And so that's why we've added that throughout the building and sort of introduced a gradient on the front so that it gradually and gently kind of introduces itself. There is also the continuation of the brick panels that are also still, they're existing today on the facade. We would just continue that around as well. And those are kind of the only exhibits I have. Are there any questions so far with that? I can also talk about building mounted lighting and HVAC units a little bit. So I'll bring up A3 again. So, of course, this doesn't show the HVAC units that are there currently. But if you walk up to the building as it is now, there's basically HVAC units on the southwest of the building. Now that we're adding to the building, we're actually going to hide all of that within the expansion, and new units will be placed kind of so far in the center of the building that you won't be able to see them. It's also that due to the proposed operation of the building, you really have minimal units that will be required for the new use. For building mounted lighting, we are proposing kind of just safety lighting above every entrance door that will be added. It's just a building code and just kind of promotes safety on the site.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't have any direct questions, and in reviewing the reports with Ms. Shaw, there are no direct architectural questions. If the board has any questions for Ms. Shaw right now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Passat. Members of the board, do you have any questions of this witness? Do you need to see the do you need to see the drawing, or can we take it down now? The exhibit. I guess you can take it down now.
Okay.
Thank you. Members of the
Thank you.
board, do you have any questions of this witness? Members of the public, you've heard the testimony of this witness. If you have any questions, you may do so now and indicate by waving your hand or indicating you have a question.
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. And I guess you can call your final witness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to call Mr. John Ray from McDonough Ray Associates. He is our licensed traffic engineer, if the board can swear him in.
Mr. Ray, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony about to give would the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
John Ray, REA.
Thank you.
Mr. Ray, you are a licensed traffic engineer in the state of New Jersey. If you can please give the board the benefit of the current parking needs versus the needs that we are proposing. And then also if you can address the truck traffic and any comments in the Dolan and Dean report, which may need specific testimony.
Well, sure. While I'm sure the board's going to accept his credentials, you want to ask him
yes.
real quick?
Apologies. Yes,
no problem.
You can give the board your credentials.
Yeah, just to clarify, there is no professional traffic engineering license. I am a professional engineer. My field of specialty is traffic engineering, and I've appeared before this board and many others throughout Middlesex County, Monmouth County in the past, testifying as an expert in traffic.
You may proceed.
Thank you. As far as our involvement in the project, we've made several visits to the site to review the existing parking demands. We've spoken to the applicant with respect to the additional activity that will take place in the expanded area of the warehouse. It will generate approximately an additional 8 to 10 truck trips per day. That's less than one truck trip for every operating hour that the facility is open. We really kind of focused on the parking because we do need a sizable parking variance. We did count at a maximum 85 cars in the parking lot on the main day shift for the existing operation. And it is my understanding that should the expansion be approved, there will likely be a very minimal increase in employees at the site, certainly no more than 30. And even at that maximum number, 30 additional employees, we would need 115 parking spaces, and we have 198, not including the EV credits. I take no exception to anything that's in any of the staff or professional reports, including the Dolan and Dean report, and that's basically it.
And just to reiterate, Mr. Ray, there's the increase with the expansion in truck traffic, a total of 8 to 10 trucks per day with 3 to 4 inbound and 4 to 6 outbound as an estimate. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it's less than one trip going in and out during any hour that the facility is open during general operating hours.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Ray. I have no further questions for our traffic engineer.
Just one question, Mr. Ray. So the parking that's proposed, in your opinion, is more than adequate with regards to the number of employees and the use of the site?
Yes, it is. Based on our parking counts and the anticipated increase in employment, we will still have a healthy surplus of parking. Yes.
Thank you.
Members of the board, are there any questions, any additional questions for this witness? Okay, seeing no response, members of the public, you've heard the testimony of this witness. Do you have any questions of this witness or any other witnesses that you've heard so far tonight?
No, Chairman.
Thank you. Close to the public.
Madam Chair, Ms. Dolan is on the call.
Okay.
And since the board did retain her, I don't know if she has any comments. We should probably swear in first, but then.
Okay. Ms. Saunders, would you swear Ms. Dolan in, please?
Ms. Dolan, can you please raise your right hand?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she has.
You swear the testimony about to give we the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I would concur with Mr. Ray's testimony and all of my questions and comments in my April 8, 2026 letter have been addressed. The ordinance requires a very hefty amount of parking that is not consistent with industry standards. And the fact that John Ray had gone out and actually inventoried the demand, prorated it towards the additional employee load, I'm very satisfied. There's more than sufficient parking, and all of my other comments have been addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Now that you've heard that additional commentary, is there any additional questions that you might have? Members of the public, you've heard additional commentary. Do you have any questions at this time? You can indicate those that you have questions by raising your hand.
No, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Well, Do you have any closing remarks, Mr. Passad?
Yes, Madam Chair, just very quickly. As you've heard, the applicant has been located in Piscataway since 2017 and remains to stay in Piscataway. They love the way that the site is situated and working with this township. If not, they wouldn't come in front of the board so many times. All the proposed improvements that are occurring on this building are to meet their operational needs and also anticipate for any future operation. And as you've heard from all the professionals, although we are asking for a parking variance and loading berth variance, it is what we are proposing can handle the operations of the building. And also, as from our architect, everything that we are proposing to add to the building will be a cohesive and appropriate addition. Materials will be there to blend in with the surroundings and not cause any visual intrusion. Also, the addition of the 50-foot height is a permitted height, so we believe that this application is very suitable for the area, and we kindly ask that you look favorably on our application. Thank you.
Thank you. Members of the board, you've heard this application in full and all testimony that has gone to support the application. What is your pleasure?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny Abbott, I would like to approve this application. The applicant is meeting all the staff reports of Dean and Dolan and sufficient parking facility by the traffic report survey. And I feel it's an asset that the building is extended and meets the colors and blending in well. I say that we go forth and approve this applicant's wishes that they make to enhance their operation.
Reverend Kenny, can I just ask one clarification?
Yes.
Is your motion to also grant them the EV credit?
No, not the credits.
Do I have a second for Reverend Kenny's motion without the credit? To grant this motion without the credit.
Awesome.
I don't have a sec. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Mr. Atkins.
Mr. Atkins, we have a second. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. There you are.
Thank you, Madam Chair, board members, board professionals. I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move, Madam Chair, Reverend Kenning.
Do I have a second?
Second's a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, it's a motion. I think it's all it's granted.
Workshop meeting
you.
Is March May 27th.
Yes. May 27th, next meeting.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night. Night. Night.
Be safe. Night.
Have a great Memorial Day, everyone. Take care.
Yes, night. Have a great Memorial Day.
You all.
Thank you. Yeah. You
safe Memorial Day.
Yay.
Laura, can you send me that file, that Zoom file tomorrow?
Yes,
thank
I
you.
Will. No problem. Thanks. Good night.
Good night.